Minnie stood on the edge of the rim, the wind whipping her hair across her face. Beside her stood Maria, whose father worked the site. They weren't looking at the trees. They were looking at the white suits pulling out drums. "Robert sent me the records," Minnie said to the wind. "He wanted you to have the names of the doctors who were paid to stay quiet." Maria took the folder, her fingers shaking. "Why now?" Maria asked the woman who used to be royalty. "Because a life built on a secret isn't a life," she said. "It's just a long, expensive debt." She spent the day walking the site. She met the families who had waited for 30 years. She didn't offer them money. She offered the one thing that couldn't be taken back. She offered truth. By the time the sun set, Minnie was covered in the same orange dust. She didn't mind. She felt like she was part of the land, not just the owner. Dave Martinez saw her from his truck. "She's doing it," he told the cabin. "Cleaning the slate." Minnie drove back in the dark. She was just Minnie. Bella was waiting. The cat sniffed the dust on her boots. The smell of truth. Not just the owner. Dave Martinez saw her from his truck.